Hey, I hope you are having a great day. The subject of this email is, why do I suck? And the reason that is the subject is because that question for years, maybe even, probably even for most of my life, that question, why do I suck, pulled me into an almost constant state of frustration, disappointment, and resignation. I really wanted to change. I wanted to be healthy and lean and confident and energetic and fit and sexy. I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be so many things, but I was not doing the work. I wanted it more than anything. I really did, but in moments of temptation or emotion or fatigue or, I'd turn to excuses like, I'll start tomorrow, or just one last hurrah to get it out of my system. Then, of course, that's when I'd wonder, why do I suck? What is wrong with me? What is it going to take? Will I ever do it? And every day of those questions kind of pulled me deeper into this sense of despair and hopelessness. But after losing nearly half of my body weight and really shocking myself more than anybody else with determination and persistence, I knew I had to help people who were in the same kind of place. And it wasn't just about weight loss, right? It wasn't just, I need to help people that want to lose weight. Because honestly, my weight wasn't the only reason that I had that why do I suck feeling. For a long time, I felt the same way about my finances. I was in debt and I was making decent money at my job, but it was all spoken for by the time it hit my bank account each week because I owed money to student loans and credit cards and a mortgage and a car payment and a million other things. And while I desperately wanted to be able to enjoy my money and find a way out of debt, I still would continue to buy clothes that I wouldn't wear, or even if I did, that I didn't need. And I'd continue to buy coffees that were four times the cost of what it would be to make at home. So, with well over 100 pounds lost and nearly $130,000 in debt paid off, and having since started a business that is now 3 years old without ever incurring one penny of debt, I am still debt-free to this day. I knew my mission in life was to help other people fight that fight. Not just about weight, but in general, that sense of I want more, but I'm not doing the work for it. And it left me with that question of, okay, how do I help people do that? How could somebody have helped me do that? And I've done a lot of things, right? The business is 3 years old. We recently talked about the anniversary back on July 12th. I've done the podcast. I've done Fat Loss Fast Tracks. And yet, honestly, when I would go to bed at night, I knew it wasn't enough. I knew that there were still a lot of people who would listen to the information but not implement it, and really wanted change and loved the motivation and the inspiration but didn't act on it. And so, sometime over a year ago, I sat down and said, what is the next evolution of my work here to reach those people who maybe have been inspired, but aren't changing in any way that they want to, aren't doing the work. How do I do that? And it came to me that it was ascend, that it was a deep dive, small group transformation weekend where I could really see through and cut through the crap, the excuses, people's stories, and really help them make meaningful change in a setting where it's not, you're driving to work as you listen to the podcast and you're washing your dishes and dealing with your kids and handling a million things. It's a real deep dive into you, the individual. Ascend is how. It cuts through all the crap, the rhetoric, the theory, and it helps me get to you and you to get better. It's for you. It's about you. It's about actively moving to the next level of life and achievement, right there, right then, together. Last year, after coming to this realization and feeling like I could only help so much with the podcast and other things I was doing, I decided that the first one would be in Nashville, Tennessee. And I remember telling people, this is actually a funny story. I remember telling people, I promise it'll change your life. And then, I don't know, maybe a week before the event, one of my clients emailed me and she had been explaining to her young daughter that she was going on a trip to see Elizabeth Benton. And her daughter replied, "Because she's going to change your life." And I think I chuckled at the moment, but I think I was talking to my mom later that night, telling her the story. And I was like, "Yeah, no pressure, mom, right?" And she just, my mom flatly replied to me, "Well, you told them you would." And so now it's really fun for me, as many people who were at Ascend last year are now signing up to come again because it made such a positive impact in their lives. I know they got what they came for. And I know I did what I promised. But here's the best part. Like, my face hurts from smiling right now. Ascend this year in Boston will be even better. Like, I am 10,000,000% certain of that. I was really nervous going into Ascend last year in Nashville, but this year for Boston, I am just straight up over the moon excited. Like I said, there's only so much I can do in the podcast, right? On the podcast, I can't dive deep into you. I can't sit and talk with you about your excuses and what's really, really behind them. But I can at Ascend. On the podcast, I can't carve out the time to really help you connect with yourself and what you want and what needs to change for you to get it. I can't have you set aside all of the distractions of life and all the stories and all the excuses and hone in on that. But I can at Ascend. On the podcast, I can't look at you and say, "There's a lot more behind what you're saying is hard right now. Let's power through that. Let's clear it out. Let's set you free." But I can at Ascend. And today I was, oh my gosh, I got so excited. I was working on Ascend. I've committed a minimum of 1 hour every single day, 7 days a week between now and Ascend, which is in November, to work on new breakthrough topics and challenges, things that have not been on the podcast. And as I sat for my hour today, I thought, oh my gosh, this concept, like, I want to share it right now. It's my favorite one ever. Oh my gosh, this is going to be a game changer. I wish it was November already. But what really excites me is that I know I have another 3.5 months-ish, not quite, to continue to get that excited about the new stuff I'm going to share at Ascend and that we're going to go through together. And I'll be just as excited about every single one of the topics and challenges. So I'm just so excited. And I feel excited and confident to say to you about this year's event, Ascend will change your life. And I'm almost as excited to say that today is the day I get to invite you, because Ascend tickets are now on sale. And there is a ton of information in the email about what, where, how much, all those details. I just don't want you to forget that there's only a total of 80 tickets available for the event. It has to be small for me to have the kind of impact that I want to have. So the links are in the emails to buy your tickets, primalpotential.com/AscendBoston. There's also a bunch of FAQs, and there is a voice note more specific to the event. It is November 3rd and 4th in Cambridge, Mass, which is just a stone's throw right outside of Boston. It's basically Boston. It's right on the Charles River. And there will be a casual meetup on Thursday night, which is November the 2nd, but sessions officially start at 8 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd. So make sure you're there by then. It's at the Courtyard by Marriott Boston Cambridge in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is just a couple of minutes from Harvard Square. Tickets are $597. It was really important to me this year to lower the price from last year. Last year, there were two tiers of ticket price, either $1,000, $979, or $800, $797. This year, they're $597. I really challenged myself to give more to more people for less, because this is really about impact for me, not income. To find out what the price includes, I do feed you guys lunch both days. There's a couple other things in there. Link over to the info on primalpotential.com/AscendBoston for what does it include. Is it a weight loss event? No, it is not, though it will absolutely help you take any goal to the next level, right? This is about you getting what you want and figuring out how to not let previous obstacles and roadblocks continue to stand in your way. How is Ascend different from what I talk about in the podcast? The podcast is general and it's not about you, and it doesn't allow for personalized attention and activities. The podcast is information. Ascend is investigation, personal investigation, and a concentrated focus on you. And the content is different, so it's entirely different. So all of those links, primalpotential.com/ascendboston, among some other stuff, is in the email, including the little voice note where I just kind of talk from the heart about Ascend, is in the body of the email. So if you go through all that info and you have additional questions, let me know. I'm happy to help. Have a great day, guys, and I really hope to get to see you in Boston in November.